Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, so here it is, a Thursday afternoon already, and you remember Monday afternoon. I said, all right, look, it's a beautiful Monday afternoon. It's the beginning of a long week. I know many of you kind of get bummed out on Mondays. Don't be bummed out because the weekend's going to be here before you know it. It's Thursday already. We're almost to the weekend. Tomorrow is free for all. Friday, a lot going on over the weekend. And you've heard that because of the impending weather Saturday, it's now the intensification of what we're expecting has been increased. This is for the greater New Orleans area. The Irish Channel St. Patrick's Day Parade has been canceled for tomorrow. But the weather looks like it's going to be awesome Sunday for the Metairie Road St. Patrick's Day Parade and the crew of Argus. Mardi Gras ain't over yet. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Partly cloudy, warming up today. Really is a beautiful afternoon. And since we've been on daylight savings time, I hope you've gotten home early and I hope you've had a chance to enjoy some of the longer days that we're having now. Once again, a lot to get to. Wait until you hear what Rod Stewart was doing on this day in 2022. I can't wait to share this with you. We'll do that in the next hour. But Rod Stewart was doing something really interesting, and we could use a guy like that in New Orleans. And I'll tell you about that later in the show. Also, Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser has sent a letter to the New Orleans City Council. Last night, he sent me a copy of the letter he sent to the City Council. I'm going to read it on the air for you in the next hour, and the Lieutenant Governor is going to call into the show, and we'll talk about it. It deals with the collection of trash and being as cognizant of trash and litter after the Super Bowl as we were before the Super Bowl. And one of the things that I talked about when the Super Bowl was coming was all of the attention that was being paid to make this city just look really great for everybody coming in town for the Super Bowl. Well, I think that's great, but what about us? What about the people who live here? Why can't we make the city look as good as we made the city look when people were coming in town from out of town for the Super Bowl? You know, it's like that. It's like that family that, you know, their house is a total mess. It's a total wreck until somebody comes over. Now, look, I know that we all tend to be relaxed. Most of us anyway. And, you know, you might throw some sweatpants here, a sweatshirt there. You might, you know, not put the dishes away once in a while. I mean, your house doesn't have to be guest friendly all the time. You know, I'm not suggesting that. But if your house is in like total disarray and you only clean it up when people come over, that doesn't say much about what you think of yourself. And as far as our city's concerned, we should have the same attitude, our leaders and the citizens. We should have the same attitude about our city being clean and looking great. We should care about that as much now as we did when we were expecting visitors for the Super Bowl. So that's what that conversation is going to be about in the next hour. Also, it was on this day in 1989, Madonna released the single Like a Prayer. Do you remember the controversy that erupted over the song Like a Prayer, and the video in particular? We're going to talk about that in the 3 o'clock hour. And another interesting thing, I guess it was pop culture related, music related in a way, but this is the day in 2006 that Isaac Hayes quit the TV show South Park after there was an episode mocking his religion, Scientology. Now, there's some confusion about why Chef actually left the show. He did have a stroke, and somebody else wrote the press release. So we're going to give you a little inside information that you might not be aware of concerning Chef leaving the show. And I hated when Chef left because I loved Chef. I mean, he was one of my favorite characters. And, you know, he'd be talking to the little children, and then he would start breaking into a song about making sweet love to a woman. And he just had all of these really adult conversations with the kids. And, you know, they'd come in. He was the head of the cafeteria at school. And they'd come in and he'd say, "How you doing today, my little entrepreneurial crackers?" And anyway, he was really he was a funny character. But this is the day in 2006 that he left. We'll talk a little bit about that in the 3 o'clock hour as well. Right now, there's some breaking news. There have been some protesters who are protesting in favor of this person who was arrested for an anti-Israel protest. So they're protesting inside the Trump Tower in New York. 98 of the 120 plus people are being arrested. Now, I'm all for the right to protest. I might not agree with what you're protesting, but I agree with the right to protest in the country. I mean, this is a fundamental right in America. But if you're going to protest, you got to protest legally. And, you know, you might not be able to go on private property to do your protest. And if you do, then you're going to be subject to possible arrest. So, you know, I don't like that Trump had this guy arrested for protesting. And he basically has said that people who protest against Israel are going to be arrested. And that's not right. You know, no matter how you feel, you have a right in America to protest against Israel or protest against anything. I mean, again, this is such a fundamental right that even if you disagree with the point of the protest, you should celebrate the idea that people have a right to protest. I do, and I think we all should. When we have the government start shutting down protests that the government disagrees with, do you know how scary that is when it comes to our freedom in this country? The First Amendment. It wasn't the 19th Amendment, it was the First Amendment. It was the First Amendment because this was the most important amendment. Freedom of expression, freedom of speech, freedom of the media. The idea that you can protest against our government. Do you know how many countries you would be arrested in if you did that? And one of the great things about our country is that you can protest against the government. And you can protest against things that the government disagrees with. And that can't change just because Donald Trump is in office. But again, you know, you have to protest in a legal way. And if you're on private property, you know, you're going to be arrested. Now, I guess they got what they wanted. I mean, a lot of activists don't care if they're arrested or not. In fact, many of them already have a long arrest record for protesting illegally. So they get the attention they want, but again, that's not the way to protest. So we'll keep an eye on that. But 98 of the 120 plus protesters have been arrested. Also, there's more about this student, Caleb Wilson. We haven't talked a lot about this from Suno. He died after being punched in the chest. This was during initiation. And once in a while, you hear about somebody dying from an initiation. You can't die from an initiation. You know, that's like homicide. That's not, you know, you can't do that. And I don't know why anybody would want to be in a fraternity where you had to go through that kind of initiation. That was that difficult. It was that challenging. So I feel badly for Caleb Wilson and his family, and the justice, I think, is going to be served because somebody's been arrested in this case. You know, I was in the high school fraternity Delta Sig at East Jefferson, and I was initiated in October. And the initiation, part of the initiation, was to go to the lakefront. So we went to the lakefront in Metairie, and I had to strip down, and it was kind of chilly, and the water was cold AF. They poured molasses and birdseed all over my body, and I had to get in the lake, the cold waters of the lake, and wash it off. And there was a time there when I'm thinking, wait a minute, do I really want to be in this fraternity? I don't know what others did. I was kind of a special pledge that was coming in, not with a pledge class, but as an individual, because they wanted me in the fraternity. I don't know why, because I was such a nerd back then. But anyway, I got in. I went through that, and I thought that was bad enough. And in fact, I'm still picking bird seeds out of my body all these years later. So but protests can be, you know, disgusting, but they can't be threatening. And that was a threatening protest. You know, I want to mention this to you because I think it is significant. Yesterday, I talked a lot about Mayor Cantrell and the trip and the idea that the city council has the ability to punish her because she broke the rule. The city council just passed an ordinance that because the city of New Orleans is broke, according to the mayor's own admission, there's no travel for city employees, including to conferences, and that includes the mayor. The mayor arrogantly defied that and went to D.C. anyway. I can't believe that we had such little reaction to that on my Facebook page and on the show yesterday. And in the past, when I've talked about Mayor Cantrell, the phones have lit up. Facebook has just gone crazy over comments about Mayor Cantrell. And so the lack of reaction to Mayor Cantrell leads me to believe that people have become so apathetic that it goes in one ear and out the other. That they hear about Mayor Cantrell and something she's not supposed to do, it's like, well, that's Mayor Cantrell. And it's all going to come to an end October the 11th with the mayoral election in New Orleans. But I don't think we should ever get so apathetic that we don't passionately talk about what we need to passionately talk about. I don't think we should ever let politicians think that we're becoming apathetic because we're tired of hearing it. Because then that's going to only encourage them to do more wrong. So, you know, I just don't think I'm not criticizing. I'm just making an observation that reaction to Mayor Cantrell and what we talked about yesterday, and really a couple of days this week, we've talked about Cantrell and the trip to Washington, D.C. And the reaction has been really, really light. And I guess people are just tired of hearing about Cantrell. So am I. I'm tired of talking about that woman. And soon it's going to be over. But I don't think we should ever let up. I don't think we should dismiss our resolve. I don't think we should give up on just passionately holding people like the mayor accountable for their wrongdoing, no matter how apathetic we might appear. And you know the apathy that has set in over school shootings. Man, there was a time when if there was a mass school shooting, that's all you talked about. Not anymore. If there's a school shooting, it's like, okay, hey, there was a school shooting, 5 are dead, 20 are injured, the student killed himself, where do you want to go for lunch? You know, that's pretty much the conversation. Because we do become apathetic to the news. And if we want to be responsible citizens, I don't think we should be so quick to become apathetic. And we need to hold this mayor accountable until the last day. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian is off today. He's got some duties in the office, and Coleman is our studio producer. Good afternoon, sir.
How you doing, Scoot?
I'm good. You ready to rock and roll?
I am, but I have to be honest with you. I know it's not a big deal to you, but in this first world problem, but I'm still struggling because of the time change. It's been awful for me.
Oh, like, really?
I mean,
seriously?
Yeah, I know you disagree, but for me, it's always rough either way. And this week, like this morning was a perfect example. I was just going about my daily routine, brushing my teeth, breakfast, workout. And I was just going by my daily circadian rhythm. And I looked at the time and realized I was late. Like, I almost didn't make it here to do a new show. I was like 3 minutes, you know, coming into the studio before airtime. Yeah. It's like I had to readjust myself. So it's been rough, but I'm hanging in there.
Well, I'm glad you're hanging in there. I don't think it should be a big deal, but, you know, everybody is different. It doesn't bother me when we go on daylight savings time or when we go off of it back to standard time. It doesn't bother me. I love daylight savings time because I like the light at the end of the day. But I don't know. It doesn't seem like it should bother people that much. But I'm not one to speak for you. And if it bothers you, well, it bothers you.
Yeah, I think they should just meet 30 minutes in the middle. Instead of switching an hour back or hour ahead, just meet 30 minutes in the middle. We just start from there and we get the best of both worlds.
Well, I think the doctors would say the same thing about, well, 30 minutes, you're losing 30 minutes of sleep. I mean, it's only an hour. If it's going to lose 30 minutes, you're still losing 30 minutes. You know, it seems to me we should stay on daylight savings time, but, you know, that's a topic we'll have on another day. So Vladimir Putin has the ceasefire proposal from Ukraine. And I am so impressed with President Trump. Did you hear me say that? For those of you who think I never say anything positive about Donald Trump, I am impressed with President Trump because he said that if Putin doesn't agree to this ceasefire deal, it would be devastating for him. I am so proud of Trump for doing that, and I hope he follows through. Putin is now expressing reservations about the 30-day ceasefire proposal, and he may not be sure if he's going to follow through. So we'll have to wait and see, but, you know, I hope this doesn't lead to a continuation of the war. All right, if you want to join us with a comment on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season, because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, so tonight, early tomorrow morning, we're going to see this lunar eclipse. It's happening when there's going to be a full moon, and this is called the Blood Worm Moon. Now, the blood moon is when the moon turns red, and there's going to be a period of time when the moon appears to be red. They call it the worm moon because of the emergence of earthworms around the world this time of year. Well, I guess in the hemisphere that is having spring, or getting close to spring this time of year, the earthworms would be coming out. So apparently they come out this time of year. And, you know, interesting things happened back then. Now, remember, before electricity, the moon was very significant. And before there was electricity, when there was a full moon, especially, you know, when you see the full moon that's really big and bright early in the evening, the full moon, if you're around darkness, if you're like out in a rural area and you're not around lights, if there's no light pollution and you can really see the effects of the moon, you can kind of understand how significant a full moon was when there was no electricity. Now, when there was no electricity and there was a full moon, people would go out and they would stay out. It's kind of like daylight savings time. They would stay out later and they would drink and they would party because this was rare. They could see at night because of the full moon. So they would get out there and party. And this is where the theory comes from that people go crazy during a full moon. But statistics show that they really don't. Like, if there is an uptick in emergency room visits tonight, it's really not because of the full moon. It's just something that happened. And I know that there are police departments. I know there are emergency room doctors and nurses who swear that there is an increased, there's increased activity of crazy behavior when there's a full moon. But it's just been a coincidence. Over time, this has been studied, and the result is that if there's a full moon and there's an uptick, it's just because, well, it just happened that way. But over time, there's been studies done that indicate that the full moon does not create any kind of desire for deviant behavior. But that all comes from the idea that people used to stay out late and party when they couldn't do that before. Lunatic, being a lunatic, that comes from the root word is lunar, meaning moon. So the idea of lunatic comes from the moon and just being crazy. But tonight there's this full, it's going to be a blood red full beaver moon that is part of all of this, but it's called the blood worm moon because of the presence of earthworms coming up. So, I mean, if you're a fisherman and you're looking for earthworms, this might be a good night to do it. Now, I heard the weather earlier on Channel 4, and I heard that we're going to have some clouds in the sky tonight, early tomorrow morning, but you should be able to view it. You should be able to see it. And let's see, I have the times here somewhere for this. Okay. So the times that this is going to start, it's really going to be early tomorrow morning. Let's see, I got to translate this because these times are, okay, here it is. Central Daylight Time. Okay, 1:26 a.m. to 2:30. So basically, 1:30 to 2:30, you're going to be able to view this. 1:30 to 2:30. So if you're going to be awake, that's cool. If you want to set an alarm and wake up and try to see it. You know, you may be negotiating with the clouds as to how much you actually see, but it's a cool phenomenon because not only a full moon, but we've got this lunar eclipse that's going to be happening as well. So it's actually going to get darker. And, you know, that had to mean something in the times before there was electricity when suddenly, you know, the full moon got darker. So I'm sure that was a sign for all kinds of strange things. I'm Scoot on the air. It is a Thursday afternoon. Tomorrow is Free for All Friday, and we've got Mardi Gras and St. Patrick's Day happening this weekend. So Mardi Gras is not even over. I guess there was a slight benefit to the idea that some of the parades couldn't roll on Mardi Gras Day because of the wind. And now, interestingly, there is another threat. You know, last Saturday wasn't as bad as the forecast indicated, but it looks like the forecast for this Saturday is a little bit more definite in terms of the severe weather. So we're expected to get severe weather on Saturday. So the Irish Channel St. Patrick's Day Parade has been canceled. You know that's going to be rescheduled. And then the crew of Argus is rolling with the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Metairie on Metairie Road, and that starts at Rummel High School, goes up Severn, and then turns on to Metairie Road, taking the Metairie Road route just down Metairie Road. And that's going to start, instead of starting at noon, that's going to start at 10 o'clock. So it's not going to go on that much longer. It's just going to be a longer parade that starts earlier. All right, let's go to Coleman with some of your text messages.
All right, this first text says, Scoop, every time there's a full moon, I give my neighbor the full Monty.
Well, that's between you and your neighbor, okay?
I guess that's between, all they talk about, yeah. Them beavers and worms and stuff you were talking about.
You know, I guess so. Beavers and worms. Okay, yeah. Look, if you want to do that, that's between you and your neighbor.
All right, a lot of reaction to the Mayor Cantrell. This one says, I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way about LaToya Cantrell. I'm sick of all of her nonsense, and who cares anymore? She just does what she wants and with no feedback or no accountability.
Well, you know, I think that's the problem, though, but I don't think we should get apathetic with that. And look, I understand we have a lot to think about and a lot to talk about, but I was really surprised the last couple of days talking about Mayor Cantrell and this trip to D.C. It's like, nobody cares anymore. And I don't think we should give up caring. And I know it's easy to be apathetic, and I know the mayor's reign over the city is coming to an end, and I like the use of the word reign because she's acted more like royalty than a public servant. But I don't think, you know, and maybe she knows, they're tired of me. They're tired of it. I can do whatever I want now. And that has been her attitude since she was reelected. I can do whatever I want. And God knows she's done it.
Yeah, reflecting that, this one also says, La Toilette has yet to be held accountable for anything, so why would that change with the miserable bleep in the last 300 days of her reign?
Well, I get it. I was a little surprised that this city had become so apathetic toward criticism of the mayor. But I understand it, and I hope the city council punishes her. The city council should, and I've talked about that for the last few days as well, but we'll have to see what they ultimately do.
Another one says, people are just tired of the fact that no matter what she does, she never gets charged or convicted, and that's why they might not be talking about it as much as they should.
You know, it's interesting, we're getting more response to me talking about how there was no response or very little response than there was to what we were actually talking about concerning her trip and breaking the law and, you know, the city council possibly holding her accountable. So, again, I think that's a good point that the texter brings up, that, you know, people are tired of getting aroused by it all, getting excited by it all because she gets away with it. Well, you know, she didn't get away with the Pontalba. And again, these, you know, individually, these are small things compared to the big problems the city has. But collectively, they define LaToya Cantrell as a person, as the kind of person she is. And again, man, I don't know what she's telling people when she's maybe looking for a job coming up when she gets out. I could be wrong, but does the mayor still get her pay? When she's out of office, does the mayor continue to be paid when she's out of office? I think she does, but I'm not sure. If anybody knows that, let me know. But, you know, she could sit around and do nothing but play around with Officer Vappy, if they're still together. She could eat bonbons sitting on the sofa watching TV. I don't know. I don't know what she would tell somebody in terms of her job qualifications. All right, you got another one, Coleman?
Yeah, I'll leave you with this one. This one just says, the sad thing about LaToya is that she's setting such a horrible example for her teenage daughter. What kind of mother does that?
I have thought about that so many times. And I've thought about her teenage daughter and her name. Her last name is Cantrell. And her mother is setting a bad example for her. Her mother is giving her family a bad name. I don't know how they dealt with it privately, but I think I said this yesterday or the day before. I have never seen a public figure so quickly and so easily navigate through the death of a spouse as LaToya Cantrell. It's almost as if it didn't happen. Her husband died. Her husband died knowing that his wife was spending this time, and I don't have any video of them alone together. I don't know what they were doing. You and I have a pretty good idea of what they were doing. I'm sure he had an idea of what they were doing, but, you know, she left him with that when he died. And the stress that she put him through, you know, could have led to health issues for him. But I've just never seen a public figure so, in such a sanitized way, you know, deal with that. And look, everybody grieves in their own way. I'm not suggesting that she didn't grieve. I'm using this as a comparison to every other public figure that I've seen deal with the death of a spouse or death of someone close by. I've never seen it happen this way. And I've seen a lot of things happen with Latoya Cantrell that I've never seen anybody else do. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Breaking of this afternoon, 98 of the 120-plus people who were protesting inside Trump Tower are being arrested. And look, if you want to protest in this country, do it legally. And you can't go on private property and protest without possibly being arrested. So I agree that if they're inside the Trump Tower, they're going to be arrested. And you have a right to protest anything in this country, but just do it legally. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that commercial for the Heart concert coming up, was it June 18th at the Raising Cane's River Center in Baton Rouge? It's all these old Heart songs. I like New Heart better than Old Heart. And, you know, when Old Heart was doing, like, Barracuda and songs like that, those were songs I was playing when those were just released as hits back in the 70s, and I was doing music radio. You know, we get this new song in from Heart. Those were the songs that I was playing as current hits. And they were okay. I mean, they were good. But, man, when Heart started doing more, like in the, the late 80s, I forget the year that this song came out, but Alone is one of the newer Heart songs. And like this song and what was the other one? I know, like, you're screaming at the radio right now. I can't remember the I'm drawing a blank on that. But some of the newer Heart stuff I think was better, and I don't hear enough of that in that commercial. But remember that, you know, this is Heart too. There was Old Heart and there's, you know, New Heart, and I'm assuming they're going to combine it all together, and I think it's going to be great. And Ann and Nancy Wilson have had trouble over the years. They've argued, and they were apart for a while. So, you know, seeing Heart might be really cool. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. It's Thursday, really nice Thursday afternoon, and tomorrow is already Free for All Friday, and we have a lot going on this afternoon. So look, some of this stuff just gets to be a little bit insane. Now, you know, I'm of the mindset that, you know, I can't speak for somebody else. If somebody else believes, if somebody else is living life as though they are a woman trapped in a man's body, I'm going to believe them. I can see certain instincts. I can see certain characteristics. And I don't know why anybody would choose to be that way if they weren't really that way. Because it's a struggle. And a lot of people commit suicide. Again, I can't relate to it personally because I'm just straight. But if somebody says that they really are a man, and yet they were born a woman, and again, I use this friend of mine's, well, born a daughter, but now is a son, even though she still has, you know, female genitalia, still has female parts. I mean, I have talked to her. I have been right next to her. And this person is a guy. So if that's the person that lives inside of this person who has a female body, why would they go through this trouble if it wasn't really instinctive? So I believe people when they say that. I believe them. And I'm very empathetic toward them. And I know a lot of people, it says a bunch of this and a bunch of that. Well, you know, you probably don't even know anybody like that. And you probably have an image of a trans man or a trans woman. And it is totally different from the reality of a trans man or a trans woman. But as I say, sometimes things go a little too far. This is taking place in Oregon. And a member of the state panel that is advising the Oregon Health Authority about the best practices and policies concerning mental health, a member of the state panel that is advising on mental health issues, are you ready? Identifies with being a turtle. J.D. Holt, also known as J.D. Terrapin on Facebook, is one of those who is advising on mental health in Oregon, and she identifies as being a turtle. There's a website that documents a list of non-binary genders, describes turtle gender, sometimes tortoise gender, as a xenogender identity in which one feels a gendered connection to turtles. What, do you want to hide out all the time? You don't want to come out of your... Yeah, I mean, how many times do people say, you know, oh, well, you know, she needs to come out of her shell. He needs to come out of his shell. What, are you hiding in your shell? I mean, you identify with being a turtle? All right, okay, so look, it's a nice afternoon. I'm doing the show from my apartment in my studio at West End. I got the windows, I got the door to the balcony open, so, you know, somebody's doing the weed whacker out there, and you're gonna hear some of those noises. It's just all natural sound here as we do the show here. I think there's a limit to this. And, you know, if you want to identify as being a turtle, all right, go ahead and identify as being a turtle. But I don't think the world should change anything because you identify with being a turtle. I mean, this is kind of ridiculous. I mean, we all have our favorite animals. You know, I love horses. I love cats. I like dogs. But, I mean, you identify gender-wise, you identify with being a turtle. I mean, that's a hell of a long way from identifying with being a male or female. A turtle. Again, sometimes there's just total insanity with all of that. Got to draw the line somewhere. All right, don't forget, Mardi Gras is not over. The crew of Argus is rolling Sunday afternoon. The parade starts at 10. It's rolling with the St. Patrick's Day Parade on Metairie Road, starting at Rumble High School on Severn, going up Severn and turning left on Metairie Road, and then taking the route down Metairie Road. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. This is WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1971, this song by Brewer and Shipley, one toke over the line, entered the Billboard charts. You know who does steel guitar on this song? Jerry Garcia, the Grateful Dead, is doing steel guitar. The song peaked at number 10. It was banned by a lot of radio stations for the drug reference, one toke over the line, but Brewer and Shipley said the word toke was meant to mean token, as in ticket, the line, waiting in a downtown railway station, one toke over the line. Well, they can say what they want, but it sure seemed like it meant, you know, toke, when I listen to it. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. Are we going to keep the city as clean now as we did before the Super Bowl? And do we even care enough? Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser has sent a letter to the city council. He sent me that letter last night. I'm going to share that letter with you on the air. And the lieutenant governor is going to call in. We'll talk to him about trash and the city of New Orleans. Very popular topic. We'll talk about that in the next hour. I'm Scoot on WWL.